And welcome back to the Brent Gauley Court. And here we are at halftime with the Kabul Bulldogs leading the Bears 30-23. Once again, Bears have a bad second quarter. Second quarter outscored by 10. Outscored by 8, actually. 18-10, the Bulldogs did outscore the Bears in that second quarter. Bears trailing here by 7 after leading by 1 at the end of the first quarter. Kabul controlling the boards and making a lot of shots right inside. They do a good job playing inside. The Bears are not very good matchup-wise inside. So here's the way it goes. Scoring-wise for the Bulldogs, Fleetwood leads the way with 11. Shockley has 10, and Gonzalez has 9. That's real balanced scoring from three different Bulldogs, all seniors for Kabul, and they have only one tray in the ball game, so most of those shots down inside. But the other side of the ledger, on the Willow Springs side, the Bears have 10 points from Rogers. He got all those in the first quarter. Didn't do anything in the second quarter. Toby James has 6. He got all those in the second quarter. Brady James has 3, and then Rutledge has 2, and Wilbanks has 2 for the Bears. Bears have 1 turnover. The Bulldogs have 5. But, again, the rebound margin is significant. Kabul has 10 rebounds to the Bears' 6.
Pretty tight game, really. The Bears just kind of let it get away a little bit, like you said,
yeah,
in the second quarter.
Didn't score down the stretch. No scoring.
We've seen that problem rise here in the last couple weeks. The Bears just tough shooting nights. And, again, tonight having a hard time, especially with the outside shots. And
well,
Bulldogs big enough to really deny the Bears their any kind of inside game they want to play.
Rutledge got a couple of fouls inside, and that was a couple of shots inside, and that was it for the Bears as far as their inside shooting went.
I see Rogers maybe drive a little bit more and Colby and try to draw some of those fouls and maybe get the basket, get the rim a little bit.
Yep. Colby had 2 fouls. And he didn't play the last couple of minutes there of the first half. I think Coach Forrest just protecting him a little bit.
Coming up this week, this is our first of 3 broadcasts this week. We'll have the Lady Bears broadcast for you Thursday night at Houston, playing in their finale. And we'll have that for you Thursday night, the girls at Houston, and then Friday, the boys will be at Houston in their regular season finale. The girls also playing that night at home. That was supposed to be a Monday night game, but then we had the weird weather on Monday, so that got bumped to Friday, so it'll be senior night for the girls here on Friday night against the Kabul Lady Bulldogs. The boys will be Houston on Friday night, and then next week we've got districts. Monday it's the girls versus Conway, and those districts will be at Seymour, and the 7:30 tip on that one. And kind of a long drive, the late hour, but that's all right.
We'll be doing that as well. Right?
We will be doing all district games for the Bears and the Lady Bears.
Are they going to be on Cuckoo, or do you know?
Curtis might know. In fact,
we'll check
with Curtis on the break.
Curtis is our inside.
He knows everything. I'm very impressed. And then Tuesday, the boys will start their district. They are the 4 seed, and they'll play 5th seed at Seymour, and that's at Houston at 4:30. So the boys in Houston, the girls at Seymour for district. So kind of split it up, and yeah, Misha redoing districts every year now, and that just kind of leads to some oddities. And anyway, Monday, Tuesday, districts, we're almost there. Bears have another half against, they'd like to get an SCA win here on senior night, but they're going to have to do what they did on Saturday and battle back in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 30-23 at the half. We'll come back for the third quarter in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUK.
And welcome back to the Brent Gauley Court here on senior night at Willow Springs High School as the Bears honored their seniors, Aiden Stewart, Montana Coates, and
Jordan Rutledge.
As we started the game, they honored them before the game started, and they all got to start in this contest. Right now, though, the Bulldogs have the lead 30-23, outscoring the Bears 18-10 in the second quarter. So we'll see what happens as we get ready to go here for the second quarter. That's what I call starters back out there, normal starters for the Bears, that is, with Aiden Stewart being the only senior. And then Brady James in the ball game, along with Wilbanks.
Bears need to take the same recipe from Saturday, up the intensity on defense, and try to create some good opportunities. Bulldogs will have the ball as we start the third quarter. Cabool leading 30-23. Shockley bring it into the front court. He'll go left side, bounce it underneath to Fleetwood. Fleetwood pass to Atkins. Atkins hanging out in the paint. You got to call that, and Coach Forrest helped him do it. Spent a long time in the paint.
Yeah, they did.
Finally got the call. Here, he'll take it on the turnover.
Forrest is a little
he's passionate in the third quarter.
He's cranked.
Colby James into the front court for the Bears. Over at Coach Forrest. Gibbs play. He'll drift to the right side. Swing it to his brother. Left side for Rogers. Back to Brady. Open three. Got it. Brady James for three. The Bears right back to within four. Good start to the third quarter. Shockley dishes it to Fleetwood. Underneath the basket. Put it up and in. That's the guy that has just killed the Bears under the basket.
We don't have an answer.
Not that tall, but he is strong.
Yeah.
Tough for the Bears to guard.
Either Fleetwood, one of the best running backs in the conference.
Yeah. Bulldogs by six, 32-26. Up top, Brady James, head fake, free throw line jumper, no good off the back of the rim. Rebound tip, Atkins has it for the Bulldogs. Head to Gonzalez. Gonzalez stops, throws it into the corner, gets it right back. Up top, they throw it away, and Wilbanks is there to take it. A couple of turnovers to start the third quarter for the Bulldogs. Leading by six, Brady up top to Wilbanks. Back to Brady, and Coach Forrest says, go back to the logo and restart. Brody Thompson getting ready to check in. Brady to the left side, picks up the dribble, back to Rogers. Shockley's been on Rogers since that first little outburst, and he's done a good job on Jace. Brady goes left block, stood up, fadeaway jumper, no good, rebound to Wool. Get it to Shockley in transition. Shockley, pull-up jumper, and the paint is good. Look at that, four hops off the back of the rim, falls through. Cabool goes up by eight, their biggest lead of the night. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Colby up top. To the left side, behind his back. Pull up jumper, good. Colby puts the Bears back on the board. 34-28. Bulldog. Shockley at midcourt. At the logo. It's Atkins on the right side. Atkins takes a screen, right block, big jump stop, poked out of bounds by Wilbanks. It'll stay with Cabool. Cabool inbound on the baseline. Thompson finally gets to check in. He's been hanging out over here for the last couple of minutes to give Wilbanks the break. Shockley holds above his head. He'll lob it back to Gonzalez. Wide open three, no good. Rebound tip, tipped again. Fleetwood has it in the paint, gets it away up top to Tucker, to Atkins, right side for Gonzalez. Gonzalez, right side, Atkins for three, no good. It goes over the backboard on the bounce, and it's bare ball.
Well, the Cabool Bulldogs helped us out a little that time. They took a couple of long shots down there on that possession and missed them.
Yeah, Bears fortunate to get the ball back.
Yeah.
Down by six. 5 minutes to go. Third quarter here from Bumper Gin on senior night. Colby across the timeline. Gives it to Brady to the right side for Stewart. Aiden pulls back for three. Got it. On senior night, Aiden Stewart will take three to pull Willow to within three. Shockley wants to answer. Drives to the right side. He'll dribble back. Rogers in front of him. Shockley working to stay away from Jace Rogers. He'll spin, gets to the free throw line, spins in the paint, puts it up, missed it, in and out. Rebound Fleetwood, he has it tipped away by Thompson. Colby ahead to Stewart, layup is good. Great ball movement by the Bears. Coach Shockley will take the timeout. Willow back to within one, 34-33. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Bear Basketball.
.427 left to go in the third quarter. Bears on a little rally here. Down by one now, 34-33. Cabool has the ball after the timeout.
Atkins across midcourt, picked up by Colby. Goes to the left side. Nice dish to Fleetwood. Easy layup. well executed by the Bulldogs. The Cougs back up 36-33 halfway through the third quarter. Fleetwood has really been the difference maker for the Bulldogs. Shockley's going to get his points, but Fleetwood has been consistent. Brady James up top for three. It's short. Rebound comes out long to Tucker. Gets it away to Gonzalez. Gonzalez. Lob it to Shockley up top. Right side for Atkins. Inside to Fleetwood. There he goes again. He'll hand it up. This time to Shockley. Reverse layup is good. Bears keyed on Fleetwood. Left Shockley open. And it's 38-33 after the timeout. The Bulldogs on a 4-0 run.
Well, they've gone back inside.
Colby up top to the free throw line. And the paint gets fouled. And Colby will go to the line. Shooting two for the Bears.
Fleetwood, second foul.
Braxton's still big. I've got to be able to get him down to see. Colby makes the first free throw. Wilbanks checks in for Thompson. 3:25 left to go, third quarter. Tight SDA contest between the Bears and the Bulldogs. Colby's second free throw. Good. Made them both. One possession game. 38-35 to Bulldogs. Shockley. We'll walk it across midcourt. Bears in a 3-2 zone. Shockley to the right side for Gonzalez. In the corner, Wilbank tips it out of bounds. It'll stay with Kabul. A good hustle by the junior. Shockley will inbound at the end of the Bulldog bench. Lobs it out to Gonzalez. Works the left side to Northleet. Sues into the game. Shockley up top. He'll backpedal towards the logo and reset. There's that 3-2 defense. They'll let him have a moment out there. Here's Atkins. The drive, baseline, charge, but travel first.
Okay.
Jordan and I got taken the charge. I thought that was going to be the call. He comes up limping for the Bears.
I have to check out.
Rutledge will come in and replace him as Stewart. But not wanting to put a lot of weight on that left ankle. 38-35, Bulldogs. Bears with the ball. And Colby James will bring it across the timeline. Colby up top to the free throw line. Underneath to Rutledge. Spins it back out, and the Bears lose it. Picked off by Atkins. Atkins down the floor, leaves it short. Wilbanks with the rebound. Wilbanks spins it ahead to Colby. Colby over Shockley. Reverse layup is good. What a shot by Colby James. 38-37, Bulldogs by one. Northleet, left side. Dishes to Fleetwood. It's taken away by Rutledge, and it is off of Rutledge. I could have gone either way. Bulldogs inbound underneath their basket. 2:16 to go, third quarter, leading by one. Shockley gets it right back. Left side, jumper good. Can't leave that guy open for mid-range jumpers. I think Rogers, that was a good comparison. They're pretty much automatic.
Yeah, mid-range, jumper range.
40-37 Bulldogs. Colby at midcourt. To the left side for Wilbank. Braxton pivots. Gives it to Rogers. Rogers takes the screen to the free throw line. Contested jumper. No good. Gets his own rebound. Nobody fouled. Rogers had to work hard for that.
He
just missed two shots, and he'll have to earn them from the line.
Foul is on Atkins. His first for Kabul. Second team foul of the quarter for Kabul.
Free throw no good by Rogers. Nobody in any kind of foul trouble. Colby's got a couple, but
Colby's
really
got
two.
Fleetwood's got two.
Second free throw good by Rogers. 40-38. Bulldogs by two. They really led throughout. The Bears had a 3-1-point lead at the end of the first quarter, early second quarter. Bulldogs have led by as many as eight. They throw it inside. Turnaround jumper. Shockley banks it in. Bulldogs back up by four. Shockley and Fleetwood. That's the guys that have keyed the Bulldogs. 1:20 to go, third quarter. Colby across midcourt. Colby to the volleyball line. Goes right side for Rogers. Rogers gets loose, baseline, leaves it short, rebound tip. Rogers saves it off of a Bulldog. It'll stay with the Bears underneath their basket.
Bears are trying to go inside some, but Kabul is pretty good defense-wise under there. Not allowing any easy shots.
Rutledge out. Thompson comes in. Rogers needs some help. He'll lob it out long, and Colby somehow manages to come away with it. Pull-up jumper good from the free throw line. Great sequence by Colby. Bears to within two. 1 minute to go third quarter. Shockley will walk it across midcourt. Right side for Atkins. Atkins holds it on his hip. Takes one dribble. Allows it to Fleetwood, top of the key. The Bears want to keep him. Atkins right side. Holds it on his hip. There's Fleetwood up top. Fleetwood. Northleaf down to 30 seconds. Gets it into Atkins. Left block. Put it up. In and out. Rebound tip. Tipped out long. Northleaf has it to Shockley, and now the Bulldogs will reset with 22 seconds to probably play for the last shot here. Rogers coming out to guard Shockley with 18. Goes for the steal. Shockley gets rid of him. Fires to Fleetwood out of bounds. It's a bad pass by Shockley. Had the numbers. And now the Bears have a chance. Tyre takes the lead with 13.8 to go in the third quarter. Colby will let it bounce to the free throw line. Pick it up with 12. Colby hands it to Chase with 8. Rogers with 7. Back to Brady James. Volleyball line. 3 in and out. Rebound Kabul. And that's the end of the third quarter with the Bulldogs leading Willow 42-40. Come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUK.
Fourth quarter getting underway. Bears outscored the Bulldogs 17-12 in that third quarter to get back in the ballgame. They're down by 2, and Aiden Surf back in there to start this fourth quarter. The senior went out with a bad ankle, but he's back, and the Bears had the ball with a chance to tie or take the lead. Marty?
Better defense for the Bears in the third quarter.
Yeah.
It led to that scoring burst, and now have a chance in the fourth quarter. Colby James, right side, pull-up jumper, gets the shooter touch, and it goes down 42-42. We're tied, 7:40 left to play. It's shaping up for a good finish. Shockley across the timeline. Right side for Tucker. Atkins, top of the key. Fires underneath. It's tipped out of bounds by Wilbanks. Nice job using that wingspan to knock it out of bounds.
I like to have Braxton in there underneath because of his height and his wingspan. He does create a lot of tips and that sort of thing.
Shockley will inbound. A lot of times they run this to get it right back to Shockley.
Yeah.
And they try it again. There it is. But he couldn't get a shot off. He'll get to the free throw line. Spins, pivots, fires it. Shockley, rather Gonzalez for 3. It's short. Rebound is tipped. Saved by Wilbanks to Rogers. Great job by Braxton. Rogers ahead to Stewart on the right side. Into the corner for Brady James. Stewart at the volleyball line. He'll give it to Rogers. Tie game. Bears looking for their first lead since late in the first quarter. Stewart right side. Underneath Rogers. Open layup. Good.
Back door play. Used against us so much. We used it against Kabul.
Bears on top. 44-42. 7 minutes to go. Shockley out in front. One-on-one with Rogers. Free throw line. Jumper in and out. Rebound Wilbanks underneath. Ahead to Stewart. Aiden across midcourt. Stewart picks up the dribble, gives it to Rogers right side. Jace trying to go baseline, half cut off. He'll pull up with it. Jumper is good. Not shot, but it was nothing but net. Willow by 4, it's their biggest lead of the night. 6:20 to go in the ball game. Shockley to Tucker on the right side. Up top to Gonzalez. Back to Tucker. There's a switch to a man defense here. Shockley right side on Rogers. Rogers comes up to guard, gets it away. Bulldogs working around the arc. Gonzalez goes free throw line as it pokes out of bounds. Tipped by Willow, and it will stay with the Bulldogs. But the man defense has been effective here in the fourth quarter.
It has.
putting a little more ball pressure on. The Bulldogs have turned it over a few times. They get it to Atkins. Goes right side, right block. Layup is good. And a breakdown there by the Bears gives the Bulldogs an easy basket. 46-44. Bears by 2, 5:45 to play. Dolby across the timeline. Dolby to the free throw line. Pull up. Jumper is off the mark. Quick shot by Colby. Bulldogs get the rebound. Gonzalez out to Tucker, up top to Fleetwood. Atkins to Shockley. Shockley backs into the block. Turnaround jumper good. We're tied at 46. 5:15 to play. Colby James into the front court. To Brady up top. Right side for Stewart. Back up top to Brady James. Free throw line jumper off the mark. Rebound Shockley. Bulldogs on a 4-0 run looking to regain the lead. Shockley pass to Fleetwood underneath. Layup is good. Bulldogs with a 6-0 run. They've regained the lead 48-46 with 5 minutes to play. Colby across midcourt. Up top. Guarded by Atkins. Rogers open three left side. Got it. Rogers to the Bears. Back in front. 49-48. Shockley across midcourt. He'll dribble to the logo and let his teammates catch up. He'll set up the offense. Fleetwood in the corner. Back up top to Tucker. Tucker pass to Atkins. Free throw line. Jumper good. Timeout. So Shockley and the Bulldogs. The Blue leads it 50-49. Halfway through the fourth quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
.421 left to go on this one. It's a good one here at the Bridge College Court. It's the Willow Springs Bears and Cabool Bulldogs doing battle. A little bit of a rivalry game between the two close neighbors. Bulldogs had the advantage 50-49, but the Bears had the ball, and it's been back and forth here in this fourth quarter.
Good ball game. Senior night. Big crowd on Tuesday, and like you said, these towns so close together. It's an easy drive for Cabool, and the Bulldogs trying to win here at Mumford Gym.
Something they don't do very often.
Leading 50-49, 4:21 left to play. Bears will have the ball after the Cabool timeout. Colby James walks it across midcourt. Goes left side for Brady. Up top to Thompson. Right side for Colby. Colby to Stewart, top of the key. Thompson to Brady James. Bears working around the arc here. Stewart to Rogers. Rogers open for a split second, but Shockley quickly there to guard it. Rogers in midcourt. Rogers has had Shockley on him all night, and Shockley's done a good job. But Jace has been able to find a seam. There he goes again. Put it up. No good. But he's fouled, and Rogers will head to the line. I like Jace attacking the rim. I think that's a good opportunity for the Bears.
He's the one Bear in there that can do that effectively. Third foul on Norfleet, or rather Fleetwood.
I want to call him Norfleet, too. I don't know what.
Oh, wow. There's a Fleet
football
in.
Player.
Fleetwood. Third foul on Fleetwood.
Rogers, free throw is short. A little frustrated with his free throws tonight. He'll have another. Chance to tie it up. 3:42 left to play. And it's good. 50-50. 3:42 left to play. Atkins across midcourt. Up top to Shockley, left side for Tucker. Tucker takes the dribble. Gets it to Gonzalez. Atkins on the right wing. Gonzalez up top. Looks in on Shockley. He'll backpedal. Give it to Tucker on the left side. Tucker holds it above his head. Takes one dribble. It's passed. Tipped by Brady James. But he gets it back. And now Tucker goes right side for Gonzalez. Corner for Shockley. Shockley one-on-one with Thompson. Doesn't go baseline. Instead, he'll go back up top. Bulldogs being very patient here. Gonzalez with 3:05 to play in the game. Shockley in the corner. Back up top to Gonzalez. Left side for Tucker. There's defense locking him up here. Bulldogs trying to be patient and wait for a good look. Gonzalez. Back to Tucker on the left side. 2:45 left to go. We burned about a minute of the ball game here. Shockley holds it above his head, gets it to Fleetwood. Fleetwood's pass tipped, stolen by Stewart. Stewart ahead to Brady. Brady's pass tipped, but he gets it back into the corner. Rogers wants a three. No good. Rebound comes out long to Shockley, and they'll get Jason for the reach-in foul. That's the first foul on the Bears this quarter. No real danger there. And it may have slowed down what could have been a fast break for the Bulldogs.
Braxton Williams checks into the ball game for Brady Thompson. Got Braxton a little rest. I like to see Braxton inside on matchups with this Kabul team.
Starting lineup out there for the Bears, probably the way they want to finish here in the last 220. Nobody really in foul trouble. Bulldogs get it to Fleetwood, lay it up and in. That's what they wanted to go with, and it worked again. Fleetwood on the block. 52-50, Bulldogs by two, two-minute warning here at Mumford Gym. Colby James to the left side, throws it up, no good. Rebound, Babool. Bulldogs with a two-point lead in the ball. Under 2 minutes to play. Bears need to stop. Atkins across the timeline. Picked up by Colby. Gonzalez on the sideline. Fires it to Tucker, inside to Fleetwood. Fleetwood cut off this time. They'll go back to Gonzalez. Gonzalez in the paint, pull-up jumper is short. Colby with the rebound. Colby quickly across midcourt, doesn't have the numbers, but he's fouled by Atkins. Second team foul on the Bulldogs, and the Bears will take it out of bounds on the sideline, right in front of the Bear bench. 1:33 to play, Kabul leading 52-50 on senior night. Stewart will inbound, and Colby will take it to the backcourt. 90 seconds to play. Bears down by two. Colby, free throw line, jumper, got it for the tie. 52 all, 1:20 to go.
Need a steal here on this trip down the court.
Shockley looks at his dad and brings it across midcourt. Rogers comes out to guard him. Coach Forrest wants some pressure. Shockley to the left side. Pass cut off. Needs some help. Shockley and a timeout by the Kabul bench with 1:03 left to play. High game is 52 apiece. Don't go anywhere. We'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
.103 left to go in the ballgame. We're tied at 52-52. Wow, this has been a tight one. Kabul has the ball with 1:03 left.
Coach Forrest with four timeouts left, so the Bears can be liberal with their timeouts. Kabul with the ball. Atkins bounced it underneath, but it's mishandled out of bounds off Dockley's hand. There's your turnover.
That's what I was looking for.
Really an unforced turnover.
Almost played from the last shot here.
56 seconds. Still a lot of time.
Well, a lot of time, yeah.
Depends on how Kabul wants to defend this.
And you get a good open shot, you want to take it.
And Colby will bring it across the court. Coach Forrest will burn the first of four timeouts that he's got left. So we'll take a quick 30-second time away as well. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It's warm inside the Brent Folly Court on a February night, and it's all tied up. 48.6 seconds to go, and we're knotted at 52 all, and the Bears have the call.
They got the ball. They got three timeouts left. Just two team fouls on the Bulldogs, one team foul on the Bears, so it's not like anybody's going to be shooting free throws.
Not for a little while.
The Bulldogs could be both teams, really, but right here, the Bulldogs could be super aggressive. Going for a steal. You don't get it, you get a foul, big deal.
Right.
Bears will inbound in front of their student section on the far side of the floor. Big crowd here tonight. It's been a good atmosphere for high school basketball game. Bears will get it into Stewart. Stewart will pivot, look up at the clock. Nobody's guarding him. Trying to get it to Colby. Shockley staying with Colby James. Now he gets it to Colby. Right in front of us with 36. Colby to the logo. With 33, Brady, in front of the student body with 28. The Colby, Shockley is just chasing Colby, flapping at the ball. but they're not calling a foul, and now Coach Forrest burned another timeout with 20 seconds left. This is really good strategy, I think, for the Bears. They're going to run this down and play it for the last shot. Why give Kabul a chance to win it when you can get the win?
Don't put it in their hands again if you can help it.
Wow.
21 seconds left to go. Still 52 all. Bears still with the ball. Bears did a good job handling it that time. Don't want a turnover here. That would be the worst possible thing that could happen.
And those timeouts, I mean, probably blowing that
more
up a little bit, but that's a really big deal here because if the Bears get in any kind of trouble, if they panic, call a timeout.
Right.
So
right. You got two more. You know, he's not down to his last one yet. So
keep it in the hands of your guards out here until
right.
it gets down to, you know, 5 or 6 seconds. Then you play for that last shot.
I'd kind of like to see Jason Rogers with that last shot, you know.
Yeah, Bears have multiple options. But
they do.
I think,
they do.
You know, Rogers, Colby.
Colby's good, too. But
Brady from beyond the arc. Aiden Stewart, that would be kind of a fun senior night.
Right.
He could knock down the winner.
Alone in the corner.
That's a guy they may forget about.
Yeah. So all kinds of strategy, both teams. Coach Shockley had a chance to set his defense against the Buffalo Springs. So both teams back out on the floor, and we're just about set to go. The last 21.2 seconds, we may have another timeout.
Well, at some point, might get a little more active and physical, trying to steal the ball and maybe pick up some fouls. Brady trying to get it into Colby, and it's knocked out of bounds by Kabul. That was close. As Bray Atkins just about got the steal, and if he would have got it, he would have had a clear pass to the basket.
Yeah.
So now they move the inbound to in front of the Kabul student body. Colby gets it, and he'll take it down the floor with 17. He'll have to get it across midcourt. Atkins comes up fouling hard at the midcourt stripe with 13 seconds, and that's the third team foul on the Bulldogs.
And the third personal foul on Atkins.
Bulldogs can afford one more foul, but they certainly don't want to get that fifth since the Bears to the free throw line to win it. Bears will inbound back in midcourt now. The freshman will inbound, and he takes a timeout, having a hard time finding who he needed, so he burns the timeout that they had, and we'll take one last time away. 13 seconds to play, 52 all. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
seconds left to go. Bears inbounding the ball in the forecourt. Brady James will inbound. Here we go.
Looking for his brother, he finds him. Colby is tackled and fouled with 11.5 to play. There's the fourth team foul. So now, if you're the Bulldogs, do you back off? Or do you just go ahead and foul him and put him at the line and hope you can do something on the other end? Brady will inbound. Brady James looking for Colby. Lobbing into the backcourt for Rogers. Rogers fouled.
Okay, well, Rogers.
Shockley, so there's your strategy.
Not been fouling or not been making his free throws tonight on a he's 2 for 4. So Rogers will go to the line with 10.1 seconds on the clock with two shots.
Not sure if that's what the Bulldogs really wanted to do, but going for the steal and being active and with 10 seconds.
I think that's a good deal. If I were
you don't let the Bears have the last shot.
Nope.
So Rogers' first free throw is good. That's a big one now, a timeout by Coach Shockley and the Bulldogs. Lots of timeouts here in the last minute of this ball game. It's a full timeout, so we'll take another quick 30-second time away. Bears leading 53-52, 10 seconds left. Back in 30, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Seems like the Bears have played very few, very, very close games this year, but this is one of them, 53-52. Rogers at the line for his second free throw attempt.
10.1 on the clock. Rogers' free throw is off the mark. Rebound is for Kabul. Shockley gets it across midcourt. Guarded by Rogers, he fouls him, and the Bulldogs will take it out of bounds with 5.9. The Bear lead is one. Kabul will win it on a basket here.
Yeah.
Bears, the foul situation is really important. The Bears only two team fouls can be super aggressive here and try to go for the steal.
And the baseline and can't let them have any kind of good look.
Shockley will inbound. Looking at Atkins. Get it to him. Atkins is fouled by Colby with 4.6. Third team foul on the Bears. They can do it one more time.
The inbound will be under the basket.
A little wrinkle. Atkins will throw it in this time instead of Shockley. Rogers is all over Shockley. Atkins slaps it, lobs it up. It's tipped. Colby's got it. Colby with two, with one, and he's fouled with half a second left.
Colby James will go shoot free throws, and it's just about over. And the Bears played that well. The Bull went for the lob, the tip in, and when they did that, the Bears were able to jump up and tip it. 3-8.
Colby James came down with it, and that was big play. That lob was the key right there. The Bears have some good people that can jump vertically. Braxton Wilbanks and company, Aiden Stewart.
And a technical on Josh Shockley of the Bulldogs. And that's unfortunate. Such a good game, and I'm sure that young man was very, very frustrated with that last sequence. The Bulldogs had a chance to win it.
Notice
that the Bears got the tip and the steal, and really all of this is just kind of formality with just half a second.
Yeah.
Colby's
and
the Bears
line.
Will
get the ball,
too. He's going to shoot four free throws, and then the Bears will have the ball. So.
Yeah.
This game is really over for all intents and purposes. It's kind of a victory lap here for the Bears. Colby makes his first free throw. What a good ball game.
Yes.
One of our best, really, that we've had all year.
Most exciting.
Second free throw, good. Two more free throws.
Oh, Shockley's going to
get called on the Bears? Okay, I was completely confused then because that's the double technical. Free throw is no good.
I think it's the double technical. I think what it was a double technical on Rogers.
Makes his second free throw. It is a double technical.
Okay, we missed that.
So now the Bears
will have the ball.
Confused, right?
Colby
should have been shooting the free throws on the initial foul. Coach Forrest, you're trying to work all this out.
Yeah.
It's 55-53. Bears with the lead. Colby shot two free throws. Shockley shot two free throws.
Shockley only made one.
We're going to say the Bears are going to take it out of bounds.
Okay. I disagree with that, but
I think
I go
the
with
Bears
your
should
point.
Have two more free throws because Colby was fouled after he stole the ball, unless they didn't call a foul there.
Unless they'd already called.
Or if that was the technical?
Ah,
I don't know. I'm a little.
Well, I don't think he called the technical.
He
blew
the whistle
the free throw
a little
line.
At Shockley and did the tee.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
We need to talk to the officials about that. I'm not sure what happened there.
Well, we'll ask good for that game to take us through that last.
Did the other technical? Because I saw he and Shockley visiting about something.
I don't, maybe. Maybe they got into it. And the Bulldogs will have the ball. That must have been a technical on the Bears, even though they looked at Kabul and did it. The Bulldogs will get the ball.
It's been a technical on the Bears.
So they will have a chance here to tip it in. Tucker's going to inbound. Looking to throw it. And a timeout for Kabul. So this game has taken all kinds of weird twists and turns here at the end. That had to have been a technical on the Bears.
But he looked
the
at
foul.
Rogers.
He looked at Shockley,
right.
Looked at Shockley, did the technical time. And so Larry's going to get the explanation there. It was a foul on... Okay, that's a good explanation. Good job. You guys heard most of it.
I'll let you hear
explain
it.
Okay.
I just called the official
foul.
He said the players for the Bears came out on the floor before the game
he's
was
right.
over.
And he's right.
That's a technical foul.
Yeah.
So.
All right. They thought it was done. Now, why he looked at
Shockley
yeah.
did it. That confused us, but that is the right call.
Yep.
And so Kabul does have an opportunity here.
Because of our
55-53. The bench was celebrating. They were storming the court.
Yeah.
And the game was not over.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Kids, don't storm the court until the final buzzer sounds. Tucker will inbound. A chance here for the Bulldogs. Shockley's got it. He's got a shot. No good off the front of the rim.
Wow. Not just a shot. It was a good shot. It was a good shot. And went off the backboard and hit the front of the rim and didn't go in.
And out. The Bears win 55-53. We'll talk to Coach Forrest in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back at Bumper Gym, a wild game, really fitting into the home basketball season. The Bears were on the right side of it, and joined by Coach Forrest. And Coach, that was one of the closest, most intense games we've had all year, really a back-and-forth battle all night.
Yeah, it was. You know, we went in half, and heck, you know, they start five seniors, and they've won 15, 16 games, and Brad Shockley's in his final year, and they want to win for him. I'm telling you, it's funny, I was telling him before the game, I was like, you know, you coached against me as a player, now I've coached against you, and he's a good coach, and he did a good job, and you know, we were down 9.5, and we just couldn't stop his son, and couldn't stop number 40. And I remember back, I was telling the guys before the game, I don't think they remembered, I was like, listen guys, number 40, Scotty Osborne had trouble muscling him around 2 years ago when that kid was a sophomore. I said, he's the strongest kid in the conference. I said, you let him catch it, he gonna score.
Right.
And funny backstory, his mom played on two of my dad's Final Four teams. So
really?
that's kind of crazy. She was about the same way.
Yeah.
You know? So anyways, but our guys battled back and challenged them at halftime. They came out ready to play, and I gotta credit them because Brad, you know, just anybody watching the game, man, I pick it up. Shockley guarded us with about seven different defenses. He went man, he went triangle and two, he went 3-2, he went 1-2-2, he went 2-3. And that, you know, you do that, try to keep people off balance now, you know, and out of width. But, you know, our guys showed up, the guys that need to. And, you know, Jason Colby both with 20 points. And then what really makes a difference there, right at the beginning of the second quarter, they went triangle and two for the first time. And, you know, they just pretty much, you know, like, hey, Brady, Aiden, you can't shoot it. And, you know, right there up second quarter, Brady and Aiden both hit threes that were big. Like, just, hey, we're wide open. So that was big. That got them out of that because that's tough to execute against because, you know, you're not used to that. But I'm proud of my guys. You know, we talk about the seniors, and I talked a little bit about them today with the team. And, you know, Montana, Jordan, and Aiden, you know, they've all been a part of this program for 4 years. Montana came to us 4 years ago. Aiden and Jordan have been a part of the program since junior high, and all three of those guys play multiple sports. They play two or three sports, and they've done that for all 4 years. And, you know, I don't think people realize how much time they sacrifice to be a part of our athletic program here and be a Bear. And, you know, I want to just commend those guys. You know, Montana comes to work every single day, and he doesn't get to play very much, but he doesn't complain a lick. You know, he played quite a bit on the JV team coming up, then when you get to a senior, you know, that kind of ends. But, you know, he hasn't complained a bit. He's a great teammate for these guys. And he's, you know, I'm so proud of him. He's already enlisted in the Air Force. He's already been up there. I mean, he's ready to go since school's out. And then Aiden, Rutledge, you know, Rutledge knows his role, and he picked that up this summer, and he was good with it. You know, I was pretty honest with him, you know, and he knows he's going to come in and guard, rebound, and not dribble it too much. And when he gets it, find the guys. And you know, Rutledge has embraced that. You know,
some nights tonight.
He did. He did a lot of good things. Yeah. Some nights he plays two quarters. Some nights he doesn't get in, but he never complains. And same thing with him. He's going to be an engineer. He's a great kid and a great example in the school. You know that.
Yeah.
And then you go to Aiden. I've coached Aiden a long time, and I give him a hard time. We kind of pick at each other a lot. But, you know, he's worked his tail off. He's a great tennis player. I was proud of him this year. He came out and had played football in 4 years and said, you know what, I'm going to go play football. And he battled through it all year, took some hits, you know, playing quarterback. But then he's also, you know, worked his tail off for us, became kind of a rebounder, kind of our solidified rebounder down there. And he's also enlisted in the Air Force already. And, you know, that to me, you know, that's huge, those guys that want to go serve. And those both Montana and Aiden both do. And I know George's going to do great things too, but I'm proud of those guys, and I enjoyed coaching them, and I hope that I had an impact in them, not only on the floor, but in life, because they've impacted me. So I really enjoy those guys. So I want to give them a shout out tonight. And glad we got them a W on their last night in Mumford. So
well said, great way to end their Willow career, and you've got more basketball ahead of you.
Right.
And your team seems to be kind of back on the upswing after a tough week last week, the Gainesville game. You had some momentum and did really the same thing here, strong second quarter. You guys went to man defense and really upped the intensity.
You know, people sometimes, we kind of think, you know, what Kabul's been the best. I'm sorry, now that Kabul basketball team, I wouldn't be shocked, and I was talking to Coach Shockley, I wouldn't be shocked if they're in the quarterfinals, and
yeah.
I'm not joking. I really doubt the class they're in, the district they're in, they've got a chance. They got five seniors, and I wouldn't be shocked if they make it to the quarterfinals. They're a good ball team, 16. I mean, I'll be honest with you, it may be as good a win as we've had on the year because they beat Mountain Grove at Mountain Grove.
Yeah.
You know, they beat Gainesville at Gainesville. I mean, that's a very good win, and I hope people don't take that one for granted. And then, hey, we roll into Houston, and you know what you think. You know, Houston's won four or five games. But so at Ava the other night, and we rolled in there and took one. So we got to be ready to play. If you get us up to 12 wins, if we can get that one, we're at 11 right now. And then got Seymour in the first round of districts, and I think our boys won a redemption. You know, they beat us here opening night. So looking forward to that. And it's that end of the year. We got to find a way to keep the guys sharp, and at the same time, get them rested and ready to go.
All right, good win tonight, Coach.
Thank you guys. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Dustin. Coach Forrest and the Bears with a dramatic win tonight, 55-53 is the final. Like Coach Forrest said, Bulldogs up by 7 at the half, led by 8 in the third quarter, but the Bears, much like they did on Saturday at Gainesville, found a way to come back and hustle and made things happen and sneak out of here with a win. Shockley with a chance to win it with half a second left. And, again, lots of credit to the Bulldogs. That is the best Bulldog team I've seen in a long time.
Yep.
And, good luck to them. I think they're going to do some, like Coach Forrest said, wouldn't be surprised at all to see them in the quarterfinals.
They are second seed in their tournament, but, I think they're really favored probably to win that tournament. And I thought the key play in the game was the steal that the Bears got on that lob-in pass on the baseline.
Yeah.
That was, and you look at turnovers, I always do, and sometimes they mean something and sometimes they don't. But tonight I think they meant something. The Bears had only 2 turnovers all night long, and the Bulldogs had 12.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a big, big stat tonight, and a big stat at the end of the game there where the Bears got the steal. All right, here's the way the scoring went for the Bears. They've got a 20-20 club, and Rodgers and Kobe James are right there. Both had 20 points tonight to lead the Bears in scoring. Brady James, I got him for 6. He had those 2 threes, one to start the game and one to start the second half. 5 points for Stewart, 2 for Rutledge, and 2 for Wilbanks. Bears had 12 rebounds in the ball game. On the Kabul side, they were led by their 2 big guys. Shockley had 23, and Fleetwood had 19. And then it was Gonzalez with 7. And Atkins with 2. And that was the scoring for the Bulldogs. They out-rebounded the Bears 17-12, but they also had those 12 turnovers as well. So good night for the Bears. They get the win number 11, and it gets a very quality Kabul team.
Fun night here at Mumford Gym, senior nights, and Bear fans were treated to an excellent ball game. We'll be back with you Thursday night with the Lady Bears and the Houston Lady Tigers. Thanks to Curtis. Back at the studio for Larry Spence. I'm Marty Spence. Good night from the Brent Colley Club.